The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in to the Early Edge. I am your host, Alan Bell. We got a fantastic show lined up for you today. And I tell you what, before we get to that, as always, let's take a look back yesterday at how we did. 7-6 day with a push. Obviously not as great as we have been, over the last 7 days or so. That said, I'll take 7-6 over 6-7 any day. Micah Roberts coming through, both of his plays, Guardians and Mets. John Bowman, both of his plays, Mariners and Cardinals. The Jeweler coming through, Kim over Scott. Oh, the AB pick three. Dodgers come through for us on the team total. West Ham, Man City. We missed it. West Ham went blank there. And then the Braves team total over 2.5. Of course, the Braves get to 2. But enough of that. We're going to fire it up today. Look at these. Just look at them. All of them running four wide here. First off, my man, Zach Simony. How we doing, sir?
Good morning. Good morning, AB, Martin, Prop Stars, Jacob. I'm doing well here. I can't believe I'm saying this. 8-year-old, first day back to school again. A household very excited today.
Dude, I can imagine. You know, I don't have any kids. However, I'll say I went to the store, grocery store earlier this morning, and the roads were packed, right? Same thing here in Tennessee, like school starting. I bet that, you know, you're proud to see them, you know, continue on in school, but also they're kind of out of the house, so it's got to be nice on that one too. Mark W. Green, I don't know what the school system looks like over in London, England, and everywhere in between, but I know that it's good to see you, my man. I miss you. How we doing?
It's great to be back on the show with you guys. Thank you very much for having me, Alan. Yeah, the school holidays actually just started about a week or two ago, so I've got 4 weeks now with screaming children, but I've told them to go out for this show, so they're not making any noise. But yeah, that was a really tough beat with West Ham. It was the first time they haven't scored in a home game in over a year. That was very unfortunate, but yeah, hopefully we get some winning picks today.
Yeah, you know, we'll definitely do it. And you know what? It's also, it's one of those where I'm with you. Like, I was banking on, you know, them playing at home. Might not have won the match, right? But I thought that they'd at least get one in the net. But Manchester City, man, they're playing great. So nothing we can say about that. Prop Stars, my man, always looking sharp. How we doing, sir?
What's good, AB? Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm excited that me, you, and Zach have some synergy with our picks today. So I'm excited about that.
I'm excited for that as well. Now, let's get at our storylines that affect the betting lines for today. And Martin, I'm coming right back to you, man. Coppola Italia, all right? What do we need to know about it? Break it down. And I believe they're streaming on Paramount Plus. Is that correct?
I think you might be right there, AB. Yeah, well, Coppa Italia, it's the domestic cup competition for Italian soccer. So it will feature the Serie A teams, the Serie B teams, features everyone, basically. So it gives an opportunity for the minor league teams to pull off a giant killing. You can eventually have some part-time team full of players you've never heard might end up going on and beating the likes of AC Milan, Inter Milan, Juventus. You never know. But the big teams aren't in the opening round. So we had to find a few interesting fixtures to go with today because it's a bit quiet day in this world of soccer. But I think I've found one interesting game in Coppa Italia that looks pretty good.
You know, I have all the faith in the world with you. I bet you that you did. And you know what? It's kind of a quiet day in Major League Baseball, you know, in sports across, you know, the United States as well. So just one of those Mondays. Now, I'll tell you about something that is not a slow day. Look, our man, the Jeweler, is coming through for the Early Edge merch. All right. We finally got the shelves stocked again. You guys bought so much, and we hear, how do we get more of it? How do we buy it? Well, I'll tell you what. 20% off all Early Edge merch using promo code EARLYEDGE20, EARLYEDGE20 at checkout. You'll see the links in the descriptions of both the YouTube video and podcast if you are listening. And you know what? This stuff's looking good. It's looking real good. I'm glad that we've got more in it. We're going to do it for the rest of the year. 20% off on that. Now, back to the NFL. Props, my man. All right, the New Orleans Saints, they got a new head coach, new coaching staff, new quarterback. All right, well, kind of. Jameis Winston's been there a little bit. But I want to know about Michael Thomas. All right, we know the other stars, but our man Michael Thomas, what is he going to do? What does he look like? Break this down for us.
Yeah, AB, there's some good news for Saints fans. Michael Thomas, superstar wide receiver, participated in 11-on-11 drills for the first time since 2020. Just back in 2019, two seasons ago, Thomas had a league record 149 receptions. That's obviously incredible production. Since that season, he's only appeared in 7 games over the past 2 seasons. He was injured in the 2020 season opener, and then he dealt with a myriad of injuries since then. He finally appears to be healthy. A healthy Michael Thomas would obviously give the Saints a huge boost, considering they finished the 2021 season with the fewest passing yards in the NFL. I've been paying attention to the NFL Comeback Player of the Year award market, where you would think he would be pretty viable there. He's moved from plus 1300 to plus 800 as soon as this report came out. So something to pay attention to.
Yeah, it is. That's a lot of value for a guy of his stature, right? And you look at what they've done. You know, they pick up Chris Olave in the draft. You've got Alvin Kamara coming back. There are stars. Kevin White is on that team as well, right? There are some stars that, you know, not only can make their own plays, but open things up for Michael Thomas that he's not, you know, double covered all season long. So, yeah, I'm with you, man. Great find on that. All right. Now, before we get into our picks for today, let's take a quick break and hear from one of our partners.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And we are back. All right, we've got two plays on the board for you today. First, we're going to go with which one do we got here? Yeah, we're gonna go with the Nationals. Nationals and the Cubs. All right, we're going to take the over 7.5 here. You look, the Nationals, 56% to the over on the road this season, and the Cubs will be facing against Anibal Sanchez and his 7.80 ERA. Now, you're looking at this probably saying, well, Alan, look, the Cubs are horrible at the plate. They're only averaging 2.1 runs per game over its last 7. Here's the key. The Nationals are giving up 6.4 runs per game in that span. It's not the prettiest game in the world, but I think we've got a little bit of a diamond in the rough. Our second play here, we are going to go with another over. We're going to take the over 7.5 between the Yankees and the Mariners. I'm sorry. 7.5 over between the Yankees and the Mariners. And you look there, the Yankees, they've given up 32 runs over its last 5 games. The over is hitting at a 100% clip so far this season. Now, it might only be 3 games. 2 hit the over, 1 pushed. But you look, again, just look between the lines here at this game, all right? You got Yankee starter Jameson Taillon, who? A stud. But he gave up 5 earned runs in 4.2 innings in his last outing against Seattle. And on the other side, Mariners starter Logan Gilbert allowed 6 earned runs in 5.1 innings in his last start against New York. Again, not the 2 prettiest games and not something that you might see initially when you're going through your board. However, yeah, you look behind the lines, man. We got 2 solid plays here. All right, getting to our experts here. Let's take a look. Now, Martin, I'm coming over to you first because I want to hear your soccer picks, but also I believe we've got some that start pretty early. So break down your picks and what times that they start so that everybody can get those in.
Oh, okay. I will. I'll have to find out what time they're starting in the United States.
Hey, just fire it off for you. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. Don't you worry about that.
So the first one is from Coppa Italia. It is Sassuolo to beat Modena. Sassuolo is a Serie A team, whereas Modena applies its trade in Serie B. So there should be a gulf in quality between these two teams. Modena is famous for making balsamic vinegar, but not much else. Certainly not for soccer. Whereas Sassuolo has lost a couple of key players this summer. Gianluca Scamacca went to West Ham. They could have done with him at the weekend, actually. He didn't play. But it should still have enough quality to beat Modena. This is a difficult one because it's the first round of fixtures of the weekend of the season. So some of the players could be a little bit rusty after the off-season. But I still think that there should be a gulf in quality between the two teams. So Sassuolo to get the win on the road, money line at -115 does look very good to me. The Turkish Super League is also starting up today, which is very exciting. Istanbul Başakşehir, they finished fourth last season. They've beaten Kasımpaşa in the last three meetings between the teams. They have home advantage. They just have more quality. They've displayed more ambition in the summer transfer market than Kasımpaşa. They just should be the better team. So I've got the money line -125 for a home win for Istanbul Başakşehir. Also, just while I'm on, worth quickly mentioning that Eintracht Frankfurt lost 6-1 to Bayern Munich on Friday. They could be destroyed by Real Madrid in Wednesday's Super Cup. So Real Madrid -1.25 looks appealing there at +100. Not coming on until then, so I thought I'd mention that.
Hey, well done on that. And you know what? We looked it up. 12 Eastern, both of those games. 12 Eastern, 11 a.m. Central. So, Martin, that was my fault. I threw you for a loop there. I was making you do international date time equations there. So that was my fault. Apologies on that. Yeah, trust me. I do that every day, all day. All right, let's get into the picks for Zach and Prop Stars. And here's an interesting thing. All three of our plays today are connected. So, Zach, I'm coming to you first. What do you got, my man?
Well, I'm gonna play the side here, and I'm elated that the price came down significantly for the Toronto Blue Jays. You can get it as low as -136 currently. Look, this Blue Jays team, the first game of a road series, post All-Star break, they have been stout. 3-0, big wins, 28-5 against Boston, 3-1 against Tampa Bay, and their last series, 9-3 against Minnesota. I like that trend to continue tonight at Baltimore. And I think we've seen Jordan Lyles overachieve just a bit. His past two starts, he had a nice outing against Tampa Bay Rays, went a little bit over five innings, gave up just three hits, zero runs. His last outing against the Texas Rangers gave up just one run in a little over six innings of work. This is not the Jordan Lyles we have been accustomed to seeing. In fact, against the Blue Jays earlier this year, he was hit hard. Just five hits, but the production from Toronto was phenomenal. Four runs. They pulled him early after the fifth inning. Sometimes you don't get that luxury against the Toronto Blue Jays to get pulled early, get pulled after five innings without damage being done. I think the Toronto Blue Jays team can get it done early, get after Jordan Lyles, who hasn't been hit lately, and get this win on the road.
There we go. Now, Prop Stars coming to you because you've got to play. It correlates pretty much with what Zach just broke down. Prop Stars, what do you got?
Yeah, I do indeed, AB. That is Blue Jays starting pitcher Yose Kikuchi over 4.5 strikeouts. He's eclipsed this in 10 of his last 14 appearances. He's averaging a career best 10.22 strikeouts over 9 innings to go along with a 25% K rate. He's got a career high swinging strike percentage as well. He's struggled, however, to go deep into games, but I like his chances tonight against Baltimore. Baltimore, they average the ninth most strikeouts per game. They also have a 25.4% K rate versus opposing lefties, which is the third highest mark in the majors. They really struggle against left-handed pitchers. Baltimore also ranks in the bottom five in both OPS and on-base percentage versus lefties. So I think Kikuchi has a shot to go at least five innings tonight, which is all he'll need. Even if he doesn't go deep, he's still capable of cashing this prop, which is why I like it. My model has it projected at 6.13 strikeouts. I'm comfortable playing this one down to about -150, -160.
Yep. You know what? I'll tell you what. It's funny because my play here, I'm going Orioles team total over 3.5. And I don't disagree with either of you of what you just broke down, especially Zach. Like, I don't want anything to do with the side. I don't want anything to do with the money line. I don't want to pick a winner in this game because it could be wild. But what I do know, Baltimore much better at home this season than they are on the road, 31-21 record. And As you guys mentioned, the Orioles got the Blue Jays starter, Yusei Kikuchi, earlier this season, 4 earned runs in only 4 innings pitched. So, yeah, like I'm not fading either of you. I'm just playing the play that I think is going to give me the best shot to win, and I'm going to get the Orioles team total over 3.5 runs. So, that being said, grab your paper, grab your pencil, take a little recap here, and it does look glorious. Martin W. Green is on Sassuolo Moneyline, minus 115, and in the Turkey Super League, Istanbul, Başakşehir. How did I do there, Martin? Did I do okay?
Perfect. You sound like a native speaker.
There we go. Istanbul Moneyline, minus 125. Zach, as he broke down, is on the Blue Jays Moneyline, minus 136. Prop Stars on Kikuchi. Blue Jays pitcher over 4.5 strikeouts. I am on the Orioles team total over 3.5. Our site plays, two of them today, Nationals Cubs over 7.5, and the Yankees Mariners over 7.5 as well. And the jeweler, the man with the plan behind the scenes here, jump on, man. Break down this jeweler's gym. What do we got today?
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but they're playing baseball games that aren't between the Orioles and the Blue Jays tonight. So I'm just doing a little two-leg parlay. We're going to take the Athletics on the money line. Tailing Johnny B on the site. He's back in swerving. Cole Irvin on the bump for Oakland. He's pitched 6 straight quality starts. That includes 2 quality starts against the Angels this season. So we'll take the Athletics over the Angels. And then we'll do the Padres on the money line again against the Giants. Blake Snell, 4-0 in his last 6 starts. 2.56 ERA over that span. Giants 5-12 since the All-Star break. That's not very good. And the Padres are 12-3 as home favorites this season. So that's where we're going to play the Jeweler's Gym today. Put those together plus 175.
I love it, man. The A's are on fire as of late. And, you know, the Padres, after what they just went through this weekend against the Dodgers, you have to think that they're going to want to mash at the plate against somebody. Now, Jeweler, pull us full screen here real quick. All right. I want us all on here because since we have 3 people, all right, that are on this Orioles Blue Jays game, really quickly, who wins? What's your final score? Zach, I'll start with you. What do you got?
I do like the over. A lot of runs, like you said, AB. So I hope that does correlate, but I'll go Toronto. Let's go 6-4. 6-4. Right. So you hit your play.
Prop Stars?
I like the Blue Jays to win 100-99 and Kikuchi to have 5 strikeouts.
Nice job. Mark W. Green, what do you got, buddy? You going Blue Jays or Orioles?
Just to be different, I'll go for the Orioles 6-4.
There we go. All right, Jeweler, what do you got?
Let's say Toronto 6, Baltimore 5.
All right. You know what? I'm going to go Orioles 7-5. So we've all got different plays, but we all like the over to hit as well. So well done, Jeweler. Thank you so much. Everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. It's all the damage that we could do for today. We will be live at 3 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Eastern for the Early Edge in 5. And I believe, Jeweler, if I'm correct, Coach will be back from his travels to host Coach, that show. Is that
right? Coach should be back. He should be back.
Nice. I miss him. I like when Coach is on. He's had a ton of travel lately with the PGA Tour, so I know he'll be very excited to be back in his home studio hosting and being able to be you guys. So, like we said, 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, Early Edge in 5 today. But as always, best of luck. Let's cash these tickets. We'll see you next time.
It's the UEFA Champions League on Paramount Plus. Europe's top club soccer tournament. Champions versus champions. The best teams facing off in the knockout rounds.
Magnificent!
And it all takes place
while you're filling out financial reports at work. In the middle of your day, in the middle of your week. So use that second screen. Call in sick. Do whatever you gotta do to tune in Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Nobody watches the UEFA Champions League like us. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.